Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today I'm going to interview a fun couple who works at Dollywood Amusement Park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey. It is an online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For just $29.95 for 90 days of access, Dreamers have unlimited viewing of 50-plus videos to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, setting up a domicile, and operating a small business on the road, plus everything about work camping and how to find the right job for you. Each video is 30 to 90 minutes long to give in-depth coverage on each topic. There's no wrong time to get started. So for more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Anne Marie and Jim Fulton met in a roundabout way. Anne was originally from Atlanta and Jim lived in Detroit. They met by chance at a motorcycle rally in Virginia. From that point, they frequently motorcycled together around the country. One year at a different rally, they camped in a tent next to a friend's RV. When it rained, the couple wound up on the sofa in their friend's RV. It wasn't too long after that Anne-Marie and Jim bought their first Class A motorhome. They've had three additional RVs since then. Although they gave up motorcycling for RVing, they still love to travel and currently own a 38-foot fifth wheel. They started work camping in October of 2017 after Anne-Marie retired from her job as a claims adjuster with GEICO, and Jim retired from a career with the U.S. government as well as other jobs including owning a business of his own. The Fultons got their first work camping job by accident. Some friends were working at a campground near Atlanta when Anne's mom needed some assistance after getting sick. Their friends asked the campground owner if he needed more help, and Jim went to work doing maintenance around the park while Anne-Marie helped take care of her mother. Since then, they've worked many different positions and currently have two work camping jobs. Jim does nighttime security work at a Dollywood campground three nights a week, and they also drive a tram taking people from the parking lot to Dollywood front entrance 12 to 14 hours a week. One job provides a free campsite and the other gives them spending money. They describe some of the duties they perform and explain why they really like work camping. They have so much experience now that whenever they update their resumes on workcamper.com, they frequently get calls right away from prospective employers. One of their favorite experiences involved working at the Barberville Pioneer Settlement in Florida. They dressed in themed costumes from the late 1800s and reenacted many of the duties people did in that era. For example, Jim worked with old-time tools and showed visitors how they were used to build houses and make metal products. Anne-Marie worked at a log cabin where she sat on the porch and demonstrated making butter, candles, and weaving. In their off time, the Fultons enjoy riding electric bikes in the Great Smoky Mountains. They're looking forward to their next assignment in Texas, where they'll be working as managers at a campground not too far from former President Lyndon Johnson's ranch. In a unique kind of switch, the job they have will require a one-year commitment, and they'll actually hire work campers to help them. To tell us more about their adventures on the road, please welcome Anne-Marie and Jim Fulton to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Anne-Marie and Jim. I really appreciate the time. How long have you been RVing?
We've been RVing since about 2005.
And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and Jim is from Detroit, Michigan.
Well, that's quite a distance away. How did you two connect?
We both lived in Virginia and were without spouses and met at a motorcycle rally.
Oh, that's fun. How unusual. So one from Atlanta, one from Detroit, meeting in Virginia and at a motorcycle rally. That's a great story. And what prompted you to do RVing together?
Well, we had some friends that were RVing and we wanted to join them and have our own, our own place. So that's what started it.
Okay. How long have your friends have been doing it for a long time, and you just felt that this might be something fun that you'd like to do?
Yeah, they don't do it anymore, but that was their gig at the time. We all had motorcycles.
Okay.
And we were frequenting rally the Honda Hoot in Knoxville, Tennessee, and they wanted to go and camp at a campground, and we wanted to join them, so we bought our first Class A motorhome. Actually, the year before we bought our Class A, we actually tent camped outside their RV.
And you realized quickly that RVs are a little bit better than tents.
Yeah, because it rained and we ended up on their sofa.
Oh, no. So what kind of RV did you decide to get?
Well, back then we had a Bounder, a Fleetwood Bounder. It had no slides. And, you know, it was very basic.
Okay.
Got three more since then.
Yeah.
And three more since then? Okay.
Yes.
And what are you using now?
We have a fifth wheel. It's a 2021. It's 38 feet. And it is Astoria Dutchman.
By Keystone.
By Keystone, yes.
Okay.
And it's the interior is more conducive to what we wanted, so we just upgraded recently.
Okay. Is that a toy hauler? Is that where you haul your motorcycles in the back?
We don't have motorcycles anymore.
Okay, very good.
when we went to the fifth wheel, we knew right away that instead of pulling motorcycles or triple towing, we needed to pull the fifth wheel with the truck. So we decided, we tried getting a toy hauler, and it just didn't work out. So we just gave up the bike idea and went into full-time work camping.
Mm-hmm. And have you been work camping the entire time you were RVing, or did you just start doing that recently?
We started in October of 17. We were both still working full time when we had the first RV and the second and the second. And then Jim's retired four times. I retired after 25 years at Geico six years ago. So October of 17 is when we decided to do it work camping.
Okay. And what did you do beforehand? You worked for Geico?
Yeah, I was an auto claims adjuster/manager my whole career at Geico, and I started in 1990.
Okay.
And retired in 2015.
did you ever get to meet the little lizard?
Oh yeah, I met the lizard. I met Warren Buffett, who owns Berkshire Hathaway owns Geico. I don't know if you know that, but I met him. Yeah, I had quite a career with Geico. They're an awesome company to work for.
That's great.
Now, Jim's background, he was with the government department for 20 years.
The State Department.
Right? Yeah. And then he owned his own company that contracted to the government. Then he built houses. Then he worked at Lowe's as a manager. And then he managed a Joseph A. Bank men's clothing store.
Oh, wow. That's a variety of work experience.
Yeah.
What kind of work camping jobs have you done?
The first one we kind of fell into quite by accident, and I think God had his hand in it. My mom lived in Atlanta where I grew up, and she got pancreatic cancer, and I wanted to be closer. Some friends of ours were work camping there as one in the office and one doing maintenance. And we just happened to say, hey, we need to be closer. They checked with the owner. He said, yes, come. So Jim did maintenance for 10 weeks while I helped my sisters take care of my mom.
Oh, that's
sweet.
That
was our first work camping experience. And we really enjoyed it and said, we need to get more involved in it. And so it's just progressed to now. The way we are, we're full time, and we've done several work camping positions since.
And what do you do right now?
Right now, we're at a campground in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Jim's doing security at night, three nights a week. And we also work at Dollywood.
Oh, so you're doing
a work camping program.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're doing two jobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me explain that. Two jobs because if we work in the park to pay for our rent and our facilities here, only we work 24 hours
together
a week. And so that allows us to work outside of the park for monetary purposes. And so we drive the tram and pick people up, take them into the park, and then return them to their vehicles.
At Dollywood.
2 days a week, and we're working 12 to 14 hours both of those days each.
That sounds like a fun job, meeting a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's under Dollywood's work camping program. So that's how we found out. This is actually our third season at Dollywood. We skipped last year, and we went to Montana, and we worked up there. I'm also a chef. So we worked in a restaurant. She ran the ice cream side, and I ran the kitchen side. And work camping up in Rawlins, Montana, which is on Flathead Lake. And that was a very, very, very pretty and good job.
Mm-hmm. And where else have you worked?
We worked at River Vista RV Park in Dillard, Georgia.
A very high-end park. Half of the park was cabins and log homes, very, very high end. And the other park was RVs. I was a maintenance supervisor, and she worked in the office.
Taking reservations and so forth.
Okay. And do you normally work at campgrounds? Is that your preferred job?
That's what we've done mostly now. And well, I'd say mostly, but when we worked camped at Dollywood in 18 and 19, we didn't work camp at a campground. We just lived at a campground
and
worked at Dollywood. And it's under the Dollywood has a work camping, and I'm quoting, opportunity, they call it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can pick your hours. Basically, you can pick your hours and work as many days as you want under their work camping program. And
okay.
So that's yeah. The other thing that we like to do is, and why we came back to Pigeon Forge was because of the perks that you get outside of Dollywood. If Dolly Parton owns the facilities and all of the extra stuff that's outside the park, like she's got the Hatfields and McCoys, she's got the Stampede, Dollywood Stampede. You get into those places pretty much if it has food for about $8 each, and you get to bring a guest at that price. So there's a lot of perks that you get for working. That's one of the reasons why we came back here to work. It's also Mike Gill and Betty Gill were here at this campground with us, and they're the ones that suggested that we come back to this campground, and they were going to do the Dollywood thing also, but you know, his parents or his dad is ill, so he ended up taking a lot of time with his father, and so okay. They're really not doing the work camping thing right now.
Mm-hmm. What do you like most about your job at Dollywood?
The people, getting to meet the people that we bring in and just chat with them, find out where they're from and what they're, you know, what their interests are, but mostly the tram driving parking team is like one big happy family. A lot of the people have been there several years, like more than five.
Wow.
And we talked about the hours being long. They told us that a couple of years ago, I guess HR wanted to change their hours and talk to them and said, why don't you guys work 40 hours and work 5 days a week and we can do two or three different shifts? But they said, no, they didn't want to do that. They'd rather work 3 days and get their 40 hours done and be done. Because mm-hmm. all of them, they're retired, and this is a second thing to do.
Sure. And kind of, well, when you're working long hours like that, then you get more time off in between, right? So you can work like exactly. 2 or 3 days and on, and then have 4 days off, which is great for traveling.
Absolutely, it is. And there's lots to see up here in the Smoky Mountains.
Mm-hmm. So we've pretty much seen it all. Been to Gatlinburg. That's a big tourist attraction. We've done a lot of things there with the perks that we get, discounts, and the coupons that we get free. So we've done quite a bit here in the three seasons that we've been here.
And Greg, we also have electric bikes. So we like to ride those. And over in the Smoky Mountains in Cades Cove, they actually close the loop, which is an 11-mile loop, and they close it on Wednesdays for bikers and hikers.
Well, that's fun. So you traded in your motorcycle for electric bikes. Does Jim make
that? I just strapped them on the back of the RV where I couldn't do that with the motorcycles.
There you go. Do you make Harley sounds while you're going down the road?
Yeah, I just, you know, make purring noises.
Awesome. Well, that's neat. I know a lot of people have started with the electric bikes. And you find them good to use on camping experiences and things like that?
Wonderful.
So far, so good.
Okay. Yeah. Super. And so what do
you really like?
Yeah. What do you like most about work camping and RVing?
I guess it's the people, the freedom, the chance to go various places.
And see the USA.
Yeah, you can travel around wherever you want to go. We have a lot of talents between us, and I'm not twisting my arm here, mm-hmm. breaking my back. But, you know, I'm maintenance. I can do construction, electrical, and plumbing, and I'm also a chef. So, and she's got a lot of supervisor, managerial, and customer service background. So when we update our resume on workcamper.com, we go right to the top of the list, and we get calls where we have had to turn people down and say, can we do it next year or the following? And that's what we've ended up doing. So our talent can take us basically wherever we want to go and when we want to do it.
That's got to be a nice feeling to have employers calling you.
Yeah. Oh. This past winter, like we started in October of 20 and we ended in April of 21. We actually finally got to Florida to Barberville Pioneer Settlement, and that was a 2-year out promise. You know, they actually called us in 18 and wanted us to come there, but we were already coming to Dollywood then, and then we said, okay, we'll do it in 19, and then COVID hit, so then we didn't get there till 20.
Yeah, and that settlement is like an 1890 and early 1900s reenactment place where you actually dress in the theme costumes of that era, and you perform various duties that would be done in that era, and most of it was for children to come out. And they had big school groups come out, and then we do various demonstrations. I was a cook there, and I also did woodworking with old-time tools and explained to them how those tools were used and how they built houses, how they made sandpaper, how they made metal products and stuff like that. Where Anne Marie did the old log cabin, and she sat on the porch. She made butter, showed them how to make butter and talk about the various things. She also had weaving, regular weaving, and candle making. So we did a lot of stuff. It was very, very fun.
We also had an RV spot with like 6 acres. It was just ours.
Wow.
And now we might have 12 feet from the next door neighbor.
What are you going to do when this job ends? The one at Dollywood.
Okay. Just this week, we were in Texas. We worked at an RV park that's between Fredericksburg and Johnson City, just a couple of miles from LBJ's White House, Texas White House. Anyway, it's in a little town called Stonewall, Texas. Well, we were the activities directors in 1920, or, you know, 2019 and 2020. And we really loved it. We found a church we really liked, and we met a lot of nice people. And the managers were on their fourth year. Well, this year is their sixth, and they're ready to move on. They actually called us and offered the position to us. So we're going to pack up first week of September and head to Texas.
Oh, cool. That's a real nice area of Texas, too. I mean, very convenient to some really fun places to visit. Like, I mean, you're not too far from San Antonio, I understand.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, and the Alamo's there. We're about an hour from San Antonio, about an hour from Austin, 3 or 4 hours from Houston and Dallas. And it's in the hill country, and we're familiar with it because we lived in Texas for just about 2 years. And when we had motorcycles, and we rode all over the place on our motorcycles out there.
Oh, that would be fun.
Let me tell you how Stonewall, Stonewall, Texas became a reality for us. When we rode motorcycles, okay, I worked in the CIA for, you know, many years. And so when we rode motorcycles, we had to have...
We had nicknames.
Yeah, road names. So her name, because she's from Georgia, her nickname is Peach, P-E-A-C-H. And because I'm retired government, and back in the day when they used to call people G-Man, they would say, here come the fuzz, here come the fuzz. So her nickname is Peach, and my nickname is Fuzz.
Fuzz, okay? Peach, and Fuzz. So that's Peach funny.
We had those plates put on our motorcycles, and we rode accordingly, and we... We get a lot of laughs and the honks and 18-wheelers pulling the horns. But more importantly, we saw this opportunity on Facebook that said, well, let me go back. She lived on Stonewall Estates in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and her nickname is Peach. We saw this place in Stonewall, Texas, 20 miles from Fredericksburg, and it's called Peach Country. So we called them up and told them our story, and they said, come on, you're going to work for us.
Oh, that's fun. So,
that's how we ended up going to Peach Country RV in Stonewall, Texas.
Okay.
And that's where we're going to go at the end of August of this year. And we're going to put our work camping abilities just on hold for a little while. We're going to try this out for a year and see how we like it. And if we like it, we might stay with it. And but we're going to be involved with work campers because now we'll have to hire work campers to work for us at that resort.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that'll put a little different spin on things. And you've made a longer-term commitment to this place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be there a whole year.
At least a year.
We're okay. Going to give them a year and see if it's what we want to do for longer than that, you know. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of jobs are you going to be doing there?
Well, we're going to be managing. So I'll be in the office, you know, doing reservations and all of that stuff. And then Jim will be,
he'll be maintenance
and taking care of the property. And
there's a nice kitchen restaurant there. I'm going to be running that too. So we'll hire some people to help us out.
Okay, that sounds great. So do you have any places on your bucket list of areas that you'd still like to visit?
Let me tell you about the bucket list.
It's not
a bucket list anymore. I didn't like the way that sounded, so I changed my bucket list name to adventure list.
Oh, good idea.
Okay. Yeah, bucket is getting too close to home for me. So anytime you talk about a bucket list for me, it's going to be an adventure list.
Okay.
Yeah, our bucket list is just get Anne Marie around the United States. California, San Diego, some of the places I've been all over the world. And we're going to go out to Germany. We've already been to Hawaii. We've been to Alaska, et cetera, Hawaii. So, but now she wants to see the West and the East Coast. So that's on our adventure list to do at some point between now And
the end of our life.
And the end of our adventure.
The end of the beginning of the end, or whatever you call it.
Right. Okay.
So we're living a dream.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice for people who are considering jumping into the RVing or work camping lifestyle?
Research, research, research. Because I've met so many people, or not met as many as I've heard of, you know, with social media, people saying, oh, I took this position and it was supposed to be XYZ and it ended up being RST, or, you know, or some, you know, totally different than what they thought it was going to be. And they got there and, you know, then they said, oh, I wasted my time and my effort. But then on the other hand, there's just as many that have said, it's the best thing going. This has been perfect. You know, so just research and know what you're getting into before you say yes.
Read all the reviews.
Okay. Reviews are important. So do you leave reviews then of your employers?
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah. And we basically turn it into a reverse interview. When they interview us on the phone, we're interviewing them on the phone. Well, and so, and they like that part because they're looking for people with, that have, that want to be thorough and understanding the situation. So, yeah, we basically interview them after they interview us.
Well, that's got to eliminate a lot of problems because you have a very good understanding then of what's expected before you even arrive in the front door.
Absolutely. And we have, through the grace of God, we have not been surprised too much. Okay. So,
okay. Have you faced any challenges on the road or while work camping?
No, just typical minor mechanical issues with the RV. Nothing about campsites or any of the RV work camping jobs.
I think the biggest challenge we had, and I think probably the next 5 years people will say this, is during COVID. When we had accepted that job in Montana. And, you know, Montana's a long way and a big commitment. We were in Indiana at the time. So we didn't know what to expect when we got there. We were going to run a restaurant. Well, COVID pretty much shut down restaurants. But we did get it open, and we just couldn't get people to work. Nobody wanted to work. We finally found a couple of teenagers that really wanted to work, and it was a successful season. I don't think the restaurant made any money, but we made it work, and it was a lot of fun.
And we did have a whole lot of fun. So
yeah,
that's neat. Even working with the younger kids?
Yeah, one was 15 and one was 14. The 15-year-old turned 16, and I don't know what she's doing now, but the 14-year-old told us it was her best summer ever.
Aww.
And she's back there. She's back working there this year. And on her first day, she sent us a message and said, oh, I miss you guys.
That's neat.
So, yeah, it is. It was very, it was a lot of fun. We worked harder than we wanted to work, but we were paid good compensation for what we did, and we had a good time.
That's neat. So anybody who's on the fence about whether they want to go RVing and things like that, you would tell people to just jump in?
Yeah, jump in. I mean, after they do their proper research, and as far as, you know, going full time, we kept our house. We had a mobile home in a gated community in Florida, and we kept it for the whole time. We just sold it actually a year ago. We finally did sell it, but we were away from it for more than 6 months at a time before we decided to sell it and make, you know, to make sure that this is what you really want to do, because it is a big commitment when you go full time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we made that decision, we had a smaller RV. It was a fifth wheel, but it was only a 30 footer. And so we found out right away, if you downsize from, an 1,800 square foot facility with a 2-car garage full of tools, you're going to have something a little bit bigger. And so, yeah, we basically sold everything we earned or owned. After a year or so, But we had those pods full, two pods full of furniture and stuff. We finally got rid of all that stuff.
Okay.
So if you're going to go into this, my suggestion would be research it, find out if it's something you want to do. Get the right RV, have the right vehicle if you're going to tow. And if you're going to go Class A, get a tow vehicle that you can afford to tow behind you. You don't want to move your RV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then find the right work camping place that you're going to fit at. And you can stay there multiple months, even seasons if you want to.
Okay. That's good news or good advice. Well, I really appreciate you taking time to share this story. Sound like you guys are having a ball on the road, and I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, we're living the dream. That's what we call it.
So. Very good. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk with you.
I appreciate Jim and Anne-Marie Fulton for sharing their stories with us. They certainly have enjoyed a variety of work camping and travel experiences. I like how Jim and Anne-Marie stress the importance of updating resumes at the WorkCamper.com website. Many of their jobs came because employers were constantly scanning the database of work campers. They saw the Fultons' experience and that they were looking for jobs in their area, so the employers actually reached out to the couple about coming to work for their businesses. I also like how Jim and Anne-Marie do not maintain bucket lists of things they want to do. That sounds too final to them. So the Fultons maintain adventure lists instead, places they still want to visit and things they want to do. The key point is that they never stop dreaming. There's always something else they want to do to keep them young, active, and involved. They still want to spend time in California and up and down the West Coast as well as the Eastern Seaboard. The Fultons strongly encourage work campers to thoroughly research jobs before accepting positions. Anne-Marie noted how employer reviews can vary greatly, with some people expressing disappointment that a job wasn't what they thought it would be, but another work camper will claim the same job was the best one they ever had. It all comes down to doing research on the job and the company beforehand to ensure that you have a very good understanding of what will be expected. The Fultons are not afraid to interview employers too, just to make sure the job is a good fit for their skills and personalities. I wish Jim and Anne-Marie the best of luck as they take on a new challenges as managers for a small campground in Texas. I'm sure they'll have plenty of new memories and make friends with people from all over the country who want to winter down there. This episode has been sponsored by WorkCamper News. With Diamond and Platinum membership tools, WorkCamper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original resource for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with the community of work campers, and peruse resources compiled by experts who've enjoyed the lifestyle for many years. Most Diamond and Platinum members receive inquiries from their online resumes within a day of being posted. The Work Camper Experiences section has been piling up reviews of employers since 2007. Each archive issue of the Work Camper News magazine lists hundreds of jobs. Hotline jobs are emailed right to you for the states you're most interested in visiting. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a Diamond or Platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of WorkCamper News behind you. That's all I have for this week's show. Next week, I'll be speaking with a non-traditional work camper. She actually works for a senior living facility by traveling around the country helping different locations. She pitched the idea of full-time RVing as a way for the company to save money, and her bosses jumped at the idea. I'll have more details on the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.